Sugar Queen, K2QDN. About time you woke up.
Okay, good evening all. This is KD2 Sierra Quebec, and my name is Paul. I'll be net control for tonight's net. We meet every Thursday night here at 8 o'clock local time on the Metroplex frequency 145.45. I'm operating from Echo Link. Tonight, let's see. I have maybe 2SQ. I have, who else I have here? I have Mike, K2QDN. Mike. And let me see. If we have any mobiles back there before I pick up regular stations, I'd like to check and call KB2, Sierra Quebec, and control via Echo Link.
ZX checking in.
UA2SHA.
KZX checking in.
November 2, Hotel India Tango. Okay, so far I have WD2KZX. KZX, I think that's Jerry. And I have Almond, WH2FHA. And D, and then I have Don, N2HIT. Additional check-in for the event. Couple KB2, Sugar Queen, and leave a little pause because I'm on Echo Link.
WA2UEE.
KC2DVF. Harold.
KC2SQ. KC2DVF. So pure.
Okay, that time around, I got Bob, WA2UEE. I got KC2 Tango Victor Fox Harold. And KC2DHU Jim. Additional before I start the net. KB2SQ net control.
This is KB2DBO. Good evening, gentlemen.
Oh, okay. We have the president of Metroplex on tonight. Glad to have you with us checking in tonight, John. KB2DBO. John, we have you additional. Okay, very good check-in list here. Again, my call is KB2SQ, Paul. I'm located in New York City, and I'm operating on Echo Link, connected into Metroplex. So if anybody wants to check in to me and have a problem, the audio or whatever, you can check in with me. And let me see, I have a node number of 9594, if you need to know that. I'm not sure. But anyway, get into everyone. And let's go up to the top of the list here. Mike, K2QDN, good evening. Come aboard, say a few thousand. K2QDN, Mike, come aboard, please. Evidently, Mike had to step away from the phone, from the radio. We'll go back to him. Let's go up to Jerry. Over to Jerry. WB2 Kilo Zulu X-ray. Jerry, good evening. Come aboard, please.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm operating mobile, but stationary. I'm facing the direction that's most advantageous. To the repeater. This way I don't have a repeat of last week or the week before where a couple of times as I'm making turns I'm not able to be heard. Basically, not much to say this go around. I won't take up too much time because we have a lot of people in the net tonight. So I'm going to pass it back to KB2SQ. Thank you, Paul.
W2MP.
everyone else is detecting a little drop out there on the signal. But yeah, that time around I did detect you dropped back maybe two or three times as you were talking. I don't know if you're running box or the system is running box, but I missed a couple of words here or there. I guess when you took a little breath of air or what have you. We'll see how it works out with the rest of the system here. Okay, Jerry, we have you mobile, stationary mobile, and a nice signal, by the way, Jerry. Let's break with you, and I'll go over to Arnold there in New Jersey, WA2SHA. Jerry, Arnold, good evening. Come aboard, please.
Okay, good evening, gentlemen, everybody. No, Paul, Jerry's signal was solid into the repeater all the way through. If you were listening on EchoLink, possibly he wasn't. But he had a fine signal into the repeater, no problem at all. Well, at any rate, the heat got me again, like it has so many people. It's another crappy, you know, day and evening, and I hope it gets a little better tomorrow and certainly for the weekend. It's just awful. I don't even want to go out in this kind of weather and just keep running the air conditioner and trying to get some kind of relief and do some little inside projects and stuff like that, you know. So, that's what's going on here in general. So I turn it back to our net control, KB2SQ. This is WA2SHA.
Okay, let me just repeat again, maybe some maybe you didn't hear me. I am operating on EchoLink tonight. My antenna system is down. I will be running the net on EchoLink, and I am detecting some dropout. Those of you who are on RF directly into the repeater may not be experiencing it, but I am as net control. Thank you very much. Great, Mr. Squawman, and let's go up to State to Don in 2HIT. Good evening to you, Don, and hope things are going well up there in Greenfield Park. And let's see, we were at 86 degrees, but it was a stinking humid day down here, Don. Go ahead, make one. Say a few thousand.
Okay, Paul, good evening to all aboard the Met. Thanks, 2HIT, Greenfield Park. Beautiful today. Nice breeze. At times overcast, other times the sun and when the sky was very hot. And very minor showers. Right now it's 74.8. It was 75. It just went to 74 degrees. Beautiful evening in the Castro Mountains. I'm on 220 WQLFD. 220 is where I take over the Castro Mountains. Busy 2.5 weeks, Paul. Busy. We lost the cat yesterday. I heard your set music. I was over in Monticello at around 2:30, 3 o'clock. You were over there on 10 meters talking with a guy in Texas. We were at the vet. Wife come out crying. We had to put the cat down. It's these two storms. You're playing with the cat, we think. And the cat is back broke in two places. Been a busy week, plus jury duty and stuff. So with that, back to net control, and it's sounding good here. No dropouts, nothing football, Paul, but probably you're picking it up on echo or something. Now back to net control, good evening to all.
Okay, Don, very good. I'm sorry to hear that you lost a cat there. I know we get attached to the different animals and what have you. So I know it can be, I understand how it is there. Definitely, and I'm sorry to hear that, Don. 220 sounds very good, by the way. Yeah, we got 86 down here. At one point it was 92, felt like it was about 99. Although we don't have, the humidity is only around 46%, but boy, was it muggy and sticky outside today, Don. Okay, let's break with you, Don, and I'll go over to Bob, WA2UEE. Bob, good evening to you. I called you a couple of times during the week to see if you were checking in or what have you. Still didn't run across you. Come aboard. Give it up for yourself.
Patrick, Paul, everybody on the net. Oh, I've been on all week, Paul, off and on, this frequency and Mary Hill repeater, you know. I've been going on the Mary Hill repeater, get the echo link, and talking to Trevor. But I don't stay on there too long because Mary Hill is linked up with about 9 other repeaters, and I don't like to hold it up that long, you know. So anyhow, I was on there and enjoyed it talking to Trevor. And also, I got the newsletter, which is very good. Got my name in it this month. That was good. So other than that, I've got my converter. But I'll talk about that on the next go-round, Paul. So back to net. This is WA2UEE.
W2MPX.
Oh. Okay, Bob. Very good on everything. And I guess you didn't use Echo Link on mental facts. I guess after hearing the comments last week, from the power to be, they really don't care whether you get able to work EchoLink or not. Some of them don't like it, and I heard them say that they felt you should go direct to making your calls, and it just doesn't appear that they could give a hoot about whether you can work EchoLink here or not, Bob, after listening to the comments, and I'm sorry to hear that. I was sorry to hear that, that's for sure, because they may have been a little bit more thought with you, trying to work out something that, yes, you do have a seeing problem there, Bob, and has the thing, but after listening to the comments last week, it sort of bothered me, Bob, and I apologize to you for some of those comments that were made. Bob, let's break with you, Bob, and go to Harold. Harold there in downtown Manhattan. KC2, Tango Victor Fox. Harold, good evening. Come aboard.
Good evening, gentlemen. I want to thank you for giving me the priority necessary. I would like to know more about what we what happened last stops or some defects, and I understand was repaired. As far as I'm concerned, I use the transceiver, GISO, and I use the internet calling, and sometimes I use one, sometimes I use the other. The transceiver and the echoing, and stay separate. Transceiver in one situation and echoing in different situation.
I don't know if Bob is still transmitting or not. I'm not copying him.
not able to copy very much of what you were saying, and I see that working the tent via Echolink will appear that it's going to be a problem. So until I get my antenna system, I will not operate any more net until I get my antenna system back up, because I can see it's going to be a problem. It's you're dropping out, Harold. I copied about maybe 10-15% of what you said, and that's not good as a net controller. Harold, so Jim said you were coming through the repeater very good, but that's not helping me at all. What I will do is get them to the end of the list, and I'll go up to Jim. Jim, thanks for coming back to me and letting me know that you were getting a pretty good signal on Harold there. So come aboard, Jim, and make a few comments. KEC2DHU, KD2 Sugar Queen.
W2MPX.
Doctor Gold, sure. Yeah, Paul, so you sound beautiful on Echolink, and most of the people that I've listened to them on the Echolink sign, that the audio sounded really good, and the packet loss is minimal. You can't really change that. You know, that's, you know, through the cable company, or whether you're running wireless or completely wired, will make a difference there. But there's that little enunciator bar on the bottom, you know, a little arrow that sits up right below where the blue goes to yellow. You know what I'm talking about, Paul. They got to move that to the left a little bit, but not enough to get it into where the room noise and all like washing machine and dryer and stuff like that puts up a little bit of noise here. You got to keep it just above that. Probably if you kept it around 10 or 11, it'd be fine. But Harold's audio is low. He's got a soft voice, and he's not really speaking directly into the microphone. That's why he dropped out. That's why I switched back and forth. He was making the repeater okay. It just wasn't making the Echolink. But they have made very good progress with the Echolink. As far as the audio, you know, where it was blasting, it sounds really good now. I guess they adjusted the Vox delay on it, you know, so the Vox delay is not dropping out. The packet loss, like I said, you can't do anything about that. That's with the internet. You know, unless you're running wireless, you could run a Cat 5 cable to it, and it'd probably take care of a good portion of that, if not most of all of it. And, you know, it's just a matter of playing with that enunciator now, get that in the right spot there. So, let's ask Hal to get up on the mic there a little bit, tell him to get right up there and speak up a little bit into that mic and see if he makes it through there, Paul. KC2DHU, Tompkins, go for yours.
Okay. Harold, let me go back to Harold and KC2 Tango Victor Fox. Harold, make another transmission and speak a little closer to your microphone, because I didn't get much of what you were saying before then. QSL?
Let me check the microphone. I think right now I should have a good transmission to you. You hear me well?
Yeah, Al, that was 1,000% better. And then Jim was telling me they copped you very good on the repeater, but you wasn't accessing, giving enough audio to for me to hear you doing Echolink. So that was very good, Al. Thanks a lot. The QSL. Okay, let me break with Harold and go over to John there. KEB2, DBO. John, good evening. Come aboard.
KEB2, DBO. Good evening to everybody on the net. I just wanted to give you a brief explanation of what had happened last week. We had four stations connected to the Echolink at that point, and it was in the transmit position, and Armand had to actually shut down the repeater briefly, and I had to reboot the computer. That's what happened. And as far as dog signals, we still have a problem decoding his DTMF tones, and therefore they are not being passed through the repeater. I hope this satisfies everybody as far as the explanation.
Uh, got bits and pieces from you all, so let me see if I can get somebody to relay me what you were saying. Let's see. Who would want to relay me what John was saying? A KB2 Chip Hook Queen.
UA2SHA here. I'll relay what John said.
Go ahead, Almond.
Basically, John said there were four or more people were assigned into Echo Link at the same time, and for some reason, his Echo Link setup up there crashed and kept on emitting a carrier. I was listening, since I am the trustee. I mean, I have to monitor this repeater. It's more or less a legal requirement. And when I heard that there was locked up, I assumed that John was not home. And naturally, the best I could do was shut down the repeater. I can't let a carrier hold the repeater on for nothing. So I did. However, John was home. And John corrected the problem, rebooted the whole thing, and turned the repeater back on. And there was, then it seemed to be back to normal. WA2SHA, back to net control.
Okay, yeah, that was, I think y'all mentioned that to me last week, that the problem that bothered me was that nobody bothered to call me to let me know what was going on, and I thought that was a little bit below the belt. Y'all were making phone calls to each other, but as net control, I was left in the dark. But that's not a problem. You know, that's what y'all wanted to do. Okay, we've reached the bottom of the list here, and I don't know why John wasn't accessing the Echo Link there, but as you can see, it is a problem. And as I said, I will not operate another net until I get my antenna back up. And that may be anywhere from 3 weeks to 4 weeks, depending on how long it takes them to do the work here on the building, to do the pointing, do the terraces, and what have you. So it may be after the night. It may be into September before I'm back to running a net here, because the Echo Link is not cutting it with me here. With that, let me go back up to the top of the list. So before I do, let me see if there's any other check-ins. So that KB2SQ, that's controlled by Echo Link.
W2MPX.
Okay, let's go back up to, let me see if quarters, dimes, and nickels. K2QEN. Mike, are you back?
Rotation. That's WB2SHA Army.
2SQ, pick it up, Paul. This is WA2SHA.
Okay, I copied maybe 3 to 5% of what Jerry was saying, so, again, it's the problem. Okay, Jerry, I'm sure something you said was important. Now, Armour will repeat it as I go to him next. WA2SHA, Armour. Additional comments from you, sir.
Yes, okay, Jerry had very good luck on 6 meters. That's amazing, because as far as I know, 6 meters has been dead since the 50s. But evidently it does come back and sometimes is alive, even though every time I listen for it on my receiver over here, 6 meters is just as dead as a doornail. But I guess, you know, that's how sporadic it is. I can't get over mentioning that during the 50s was probably one of the best times to operate ham radio because of the tremendous range that you could get with 5 watts and up on most of all the bands. Just especially 10 meters just was a great band. I mean, some people would modify, you know, I was different. I modified CB stuff to transmit on 10 meters. I went the other way because the CB stuff was just fine for 10 meters. With a limited power of 3 to 5 watts, you still had a command of most of the Midwest and the Southwest and everything during an average day. That's hard to believe. Can't do anything like that today. And secondly, I want to also mention that, Paul, we will await that powerful, great signal you had before you lost all your antennas, you know. I hope the building project goes as fast as possible, and you can get back on the air with your usual antenna system, because I know what it must feel like to have nothing and be restricted to Echo Link. It must be awful. Back to net control, KB2SQ, WA2SHA.
That's old pointing up there, and we went to the family dentist up there.
We didn't get back here at about 9:30, 10 o'clock last week, so I missed out on everything. And with that, that's basically it. I want some new eye drops, Lumigan for the eyes, that I'm supposed to put every night between 5 and 6. And it knocks me out for sleep. Well, actually, I'll sleep a little early. So with that, I'll say 73 is good tech. Nice audio, excellent there, Paul. And I hope the family's all fine. Talk to you tomorrow. I haven't been on Echo Link in a while, hooked up to the link. I've been having trouble with my Echo Link and .net, so I haven't messed with it in a good little while. But things quiet down over here the weekend. I'm going to try to get it back up. So that 73 is all. Everybody be safe. Back to net control. 10-8-9-8, that's still not.
Okay, Don. Yeah, you mentioned on your first test that you heard me on 10. I was on 10 meter depth there from 29-620, I believe. Yesterday, the man was in very good shape. And I was on there again today. I was on there for a brief period today. Using my 440. I think I was on 440, what's that called? I am facing KB, KQ2N, KQ2N. There's several leaks up and down the area here. So I may have been getting in on the ones that's up on the Empire State Building into this 10-meter link of State on 220. I don't know which one I was operating on. Maybe I was on 24.800. When you heard me coming through there, I'm not sure, Don, but anyway, yeah, I know I was talking to the guys on the link, Mississippi, Tennessee, Texas, and different places there, Don. Okay, so, break with you, Don. And let's go to Bob. Bob, WA2UEE, tell me about the new piece of equipment you got there. You said, I think it's to assist you in, dialing the
node
number then, Bob. Go ahead.
Okay, Paul. Yes. Well, your signal's been very good all night here on the RF side. Yeah, the comparator, all of this is just a little box. And on one side, it's got a connection for the screw-type microphone and also the telephone-type connection. And then on the other end, they gave me a wire that screws on there and into the radio. No buttons, no numbers, no nothing. Just a place for the microphone to fit in there. And on my ICOMs, the 207s that I have, all them mics will fit into that converter. So I got plenty of mics for that now. Also, Gene, he's been trying to get me a mic. And that's the KJI. And he did locate a mic finally for me out in Pennsylvania. So he was talking to a fellow out there, and the fellow said he had one. So he shipped it in to Gene. And so Gene expects to get it sometime this week. He probably has it now. I have to call him. And Gene's going to check the mic all over and make sure that it will work on this radio. So now I got more mics and whatever, but they're good. You know, it's going to be a good mic from Gene, so I won't need the converter, but I'll just keep it aside. You know, you never know, maybe somebody else will want it, Paul, you know. But yes, I'm on that, Paul, during the day, in the morning. But like I say, I switch over to the different frequency, the one frequency, the Mary Hill frequency, you know, to talk to Trevor, and then I usually come back onto our Metroplex. So with that, Paul, I'll just say good evening to everybody, and Paul, I will hope to work you, you know, through the week. I do monitor. So this is WA2UEE, back to net.
Okay, Bob, thank you very much, and I'm glad you got another mic that's going to work for you. Glad that the gentleman out there with the shop there for his family. design one for you, Bob, and work out for you. Great. Okay, we'll break the queue. Let's go to Harold and see if he's still in there. KC2 Tango Victor Fox. Harold, just some comments from you, sir. I think Harold may have left. Jim, up in Tompkins Cove, New York. Additional comments from you. Jim, I sent you some rain up during the night. Hopefully, of course, it looked like it made it extremely humid all day, you know. But we got a little rain down here. I'm not sure how much, but it happened during the night while I was sleeping there. KC2DHU, 52 Sierra Quebec.
W2MPX.
Check in with me by Echolink. Anthony, if you're coughing, me, come aboard. This is Tide DAG, KB2, Sugar Queen 5, Echo Link.
Hey, good evening, everybody. This is 5DAG, Anthony, down here in Biloxi, Mississippi. I guess this will be DX. Ain't got too much to add. Just wanted to check in with the MetroplexNet and let y'all know that I do appreciate the hospitality y'all sent me when I was on y'all system when I was up there back in February and at the beginning of March. And hope everybody's doing well. And other than that, I ain't got too much else for y'all. Y'all have a good one. KB2SQ. This is N5BAG. And thanks a lot for letting me check in. Y'all have a good one.
Oh, Tony, that's some beautiful audio coming in on Echo Link. I'm not sure who you've checked in, who you've linked into, but wow, that was beautiful. I had to look around and see if you were sitting in the living room with me, Tony. Very nice, and I appreciate you stopping in from Biloxi, Mississippi tonight, DX, there, and all is well up here. And if you got some rain down there, send it this way. You got heat there to keep it. We had a humid, hot, muggy day here, Tony, at QSL.
Well, I tell you what, it's been hotter than a forest fire down here. I tell you, if it wasn't any oil on the beach, I'd be thinking about going down there, walking down there right now. But I don't feel like going into the Gulf right about now because of the oil. But, it's been a hot one, and we've had rain. Y'all can have it. I went down to New Orleans yesterday and got caught up in a rainstorm coming back. It was, the heat index has probably been picking up about 110, 112 degrees. I actually had an advisory out for the New Orleans area. That's been pretty good. Yeah, I'm coming through Jimmy's link on a Dell netbook, Inspiron Mini, one that I got from my cell provider, Taylor Sal. So I'm basically just talking directly into my computer. When I do that, people around here think I'm crazy. They don't actually think I'm talking to somebody. They think I'm talking to myself, talking to my keyboard. Love messing with them. But if y'all have any questions about your Echo Link node up there, anything I can do to help, just shoot me an email. My email is good on QRZ. I'll be willing to help out any way I can. Anything I can do for you, y'all just let me know. I am a computer tech, and been on Echo Link for about 2 years now. VAG, back to him.
W2MPX.
Okay, Tony, appreciate that offer, and I'm sure they'll keep that in mind, Tony. Let me go back up and, let's see, Jim, I had talked to him, Jim. Did I get you, Jim, for additional comments before we get down to the end of the list? KCCDSU. Yeah, I did. Let me break and go up to Larry, see if he's still in there. Larry, I haven't heard you in a few days. I imagine things are going well for you, working hard and all that kind of good stuff. W2LGB, KB2 Sugar Queen. Gone through this twice. twice. If there's anybody with any comments, come aboard now. Anyone with any additional comments? KB2, Sierra, Quebec.
K2QDN. I've been monitoring. I got a phone call early on, but I'm still monitoring.
Okay, well, I called you twice, and you were first on the list, so I imagine at that time you were gone, and when I went back through the second time, I called you again and noticed, come aboard, say a few thousand, K2QDN, KB2 Sugar Queen. And I mentioned before that I will not be operating the net anymore until I get my antenna system back up tight. It's not working out very well with me on Echolink. And maybe they said about 3 to 4 weeks before they finish the work appointed here on the building here, Mike. Go ahead.
KB2 Sugar Queen, K2QDM. All right, Paul. No, I understand. I was away for quite a while. I was monitoring in the background, but I just wanted to let you know that I'm still there to support the net. And if anybody out there is listening and they want an antique radio, it's a Courier Cobra. It's a CB radio, sideband. Huge. Must be 12 inches square. It's probably 25 years old, except it's brand new. It had some damage when it was about 3 months old internally. That's been repaired. Anybody wants it, it's free to a good home. All you have to do is come and get it before it goes in the dumpster. I hate to throw equipment in the dumpster. CB radio, sideband, the whole nine yards. Courier Cobra. It's got to be 20, 25 years old. But if you're in the market for a boat anchor, free to a good home. Back to net control.
Okay, very good. Let me see. Now, there was another. I had some, swapping stops, some swap, some information to pass along. Let's see. What is this? It's from, let me find it here on my repeater. The radio that's up for sale from K2DS, and I sent it on to the editor of the newsletter, and I was 99.9% sure I still had it here in my computer. Okay. Yes. Okay. Here we go. K2DS is selling a Kenwood PS-D2000. It comes with RC-2000 mobile controller, programming disc, instructional manual, mobile mic, MC-68 bass mic, Cornet Charlie Hotel Alpha 250 Bravo HF, with 6 meter base station antenna. Let's see, this is ANLI-81000 VHF/UHF based radio. 2 500 foot 9913 F7 coax cable, and it's going for $1,850. And you could add an Astron 70 amp power supply for an additional $200. Additional additional radios is a Motorola HT1550 XLS 5 watt VHF HT. Goes covers 136 to 174 megahertz. Full programming is enabled with the radio. Red battery comes with Motorola external speaker mic, base charger, and two charge pins for $400. Terms of cash or certified check. No personal check. And that's cut from K2DES. If anybody needs any details or a phone number, I'd be glad to pass it along. KB2 Sugar Queen. Hold on a minute.
W2MPX.
Yeah, not. Did I exceed key down time? Did I time out? sure if I did or not. But anyway, we thank everyone for checking in with us tonight. Good evening to the shortwave listeners. We appreciate the link into the Metroplex repeater tonight. And we'll look for you in maybe 4 to 5 weeks from now when I get my antenna system back up. But I'm not going to work do the best of working by Echolink. There's some glitches in it, and it's a little disheartening to operate with the Metrolink, with the Echolink Metrolink, the Echolink. So with that, as long as there are some problems there. With that, I'll say good evening to all and have a good evening from KB2, Sugar Point, turning this Echolink frequency back to normal amateurs and the Metroplex repeater. 73s and those that are connected link and